The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm a friend.
You are my good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you don't believe the Creator exists, I have to tell you that He has said regarding you, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? So if you're living this life believing that there's some, whatever it is, nature or whatever, and no Creator, and that something nice is going to happen when you die, then I have to tell you, you're in for a nasty surprise. The Almighty has also said regarding believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? So again, if you believe at some level, or you believed once upon a time, and you're just carrying on living your life without seeking to have a relationship with the Creator, you're also in for a nasty surprise when you die. Tonight's program is titled Our World Today, History, The Real Facts, Part 5. This is in the context that the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Overview of tonight's program. We're looking at chapter 7 of the book, and we're looking at the need for another turning around today. In overview, we learn that Yah is at risk of losing the context. Yah is the true name of the Creator, not the Lord, not God. Those are blasphemous names. While they're widely used, they're inaccurate and should not be used. Yah is the correct name. We conclude that there is a need for another turning around. We look at how the madness of Bible worship has corrupted understanding. We see that the Bible hardly addresses any of this. It is minuscule fragments of Shemite history, Shem being the eldest son of Noah who survived the flood in the ark. We consider that the Bible is a useful history book. We point out that the Bible is not the Word of God and has no supernatural attributes. We discover that Yah is forced to show up when we exercise faith for Him to be there. It is stated that these wrong beliefs have turned many from faith and relationship with the Almighty. It is mentioned that there is much material on the End Time Issue Ministries website. We note that the fundamental issue is relationship with Yah. Listeners are challenged to decide who to serve. We then look at the choices we face and realize that this world is at a watershed. We look at the demographics of human beings on Earth today. It is stated that there is almost no record of the true facts, and almost nobody listening. It is asserted that almost no one realizes the extent of the problem and the need for change and is prepared to make the sacrifices. Finally, I challenge you to come alongside me. Introduction. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering. I was a strategic management consultant in South Africa for 25 years and more recently a business executive in the United Kingdom. I have over 26 years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Questions from the program on the 20th of September. I apologize for the reruns over the last few weeks. There were some significant issues that prevented me from broadcasting. Back now, picking up where we left off on the 20th of September. So I'm hoping that the people who asked these questions are listening tonight. First question from Willow. How close do you feel you are with the Almighty? I believe I am close. I believe I could be much closer. And I'm told that I'm the closest that anybody is. Question two, Saul, from Saul. Did you say the son of Noah kept sin? I'm not totally sure what that's asking. What I said is that Shem, the eldest son of Noah, kept his father's faith in the Almighty Creator, and that the mainstream monotheist religions that believe in the Creator, being Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, flow from the sons of Shem. I also said that Japheth, the second son of Noah, was an idolater, and that Ham, the third son of Noah, was an ancestor worshipper or demon worshipper. And I've pointed out that those characteristics have flowed through the people on the earth today. Seth asked, how long does it take to clean up our lives? Well, that depends how much you put into it. If you go back a few months to the series on seven components of drawing close to the Almighty, if you apply all of those within about 2 years, you should have cleaned up your life. But that requires serious effort. If you put in less effort, it'll take longer, and if you don't really try, it'll never happen. Renee asked, what is meant by service to him? Service to Father is simply that you live your life in a way that is intentionally pleasing to him, that you seek to do what he wants you to do rather than what you want to do, and that you build up a relationship with him. Levi asked, why do we make such bad choices? Difficult one, that. We've grown up in a world that's very contaminated, very corrupt. So we grow up with a lot of wrong thinking. And because we've got a lot of wrong thinking, we make bad choices. It's not necessary to do that. You can come to a place where you are set apart and where you are close to Father, and you make better choices. But it is always a challenge because the world we live in is so corrupt. Missy asked, it almost seems like you're saying we are able to make choices of our own free will, but the Almighty and Satan sit back and see what we're doing, going to do with it. Does that not seem like a game being played with us being the pawns? Well, the concept of pawns in a chess game is that the players actually move the pawns around and the pawns have no say in what they do. On the contrary, here we have full choice in what we do, and it's up to us whether we listen to the Almighty and do his will, or we listen to Satan and do his will. So a slightly different understanding there. Question seven, Peter asked, you've told us of your story. Are you still married after your indiscretion? If not, what relationship have you moved on to since? And what brought you to these relationships? How has your experience changed you? Big question. Relates to the fact that I said that I was separated from my wife when the Almighty told me that I'd spoke to me that I'd been in adultery. No, I'm not married. I discovered that that woman had betrayed me in a variety of ways. I don't have time to go into it now, and it's not relevant. Divorced her, remarried. I've been through a number of marriages and divorces, through various situations where the women were not able to keep up with me as I moved closer to Father and broke covenant with me. I currently have covenants. but no formal marriages. The experience changed me dramatically because I decided that I needed to live life very, very differently. Question 8, Naomi, did I hear you give the Day of Judgment? Yes, I said that the Day of Judgment will probably be at some time in May 2003. Note that the Bible says that the day and the hour are not known. And remember that where you are on the planet, the day and the hour are always different. But basically, around about May 2003, Yeshua will return. Well, Satan will be released from the pit. Yeshua may return a bit after that. Question 9, David, how will we know if the angel that comes to us upon death is from the Almighty or from Satan? Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, the angel that comes to you when you die is your guardian angel, which is from the Almighty. They will take you to heaven and show you that heaven exists. They will take you to the lake of fire and show you that the lake of fire exists. And they will tell you what the outcome is of your life. If you're an unbeliever, if you're a believer, you will go to heaven and you will be judged. If you're an unbeliever, you will be brought back to your corpse and left there. Question 10, Mike, did you say Satan can talk to us? How would to know if it is Satan or God coming to us? Yes, the satanic and demonic can talk to us, as can the angelic and Yah's people. It takes discernment, it takes learning, it takes the prayers that I've, Father, teach me to hear your voice, teach me to be led by your spirit every second of every day. There's all sorts of prayers that you can pray on, and they're all on the website. Aaron asked, if there are demons by the same name as we are taught, how are we to know we have the evil or a good demon? There's no such thing as a good demon. What I was saying is that in order for Satan to be sent to the pit, the grace relating to the wrong names of God, the Lord, Jesus, and so forth was withdrawn. That the result that where previously the Almighty in grace had answered those prayers, now those prayers are answered by demons. Frankly, now, unless you have a reasonably significant relationship with the Almighty, if you pray or speak in those names, you will be answered by demons. Right, to carry on, Chapter 6, The Recovery of Earth and Ongoing Degeneration of Mankind, Section 7, Need for Another Turning Around Today. Today, 1st of November 2019, there is a deep need for the current turning around to propagate and become sustainable. As things stand at present, Yah is at great risk of losing the contest to Satan, so that Satan will rule on earth for eternity and Yahushua will never return. There is also a great risk that the current prosperity will come to an end within a few generations as the leaders turn to full-blown service to Satan and the residual effects of Yah's standards of morals, etc. are eliminated. Associated with this will be another swing to the horrors of the Dark Ages, with the associated massive spiritual and associated economic decline that goes with it. Another global nuclear war is definitely in prospect. So there is a need for a turning around today. What will you do today to facilitate the turning around that is so desperately required? I started the turning around in the leading up to May 2003 in preparation for sending Satan to the pit for 1,000 years. Question is, what will you do to help me to make that turning around sustainable so that by the end of this millennium, there will be thousands, possibly millions of really committed people serving the Almighty with all their hearts, such that Satan is utterly defeated and Yeshua returns in victory? What will you do to facilitate that? What will you do today? If you feel convicted to do something about that, please contact me after this broadcast. My email address is james@endtimeissueministries.org, james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me and we can talk around what you could possibly do to be of help. Moving on to Chapter 7, how the madness of Bible worship has corrupted understanding. This section discusses how the inappropriate stature accorded to the Bible has contributed to the high level of falling away that exists today. See the article Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah on the website towards the bottom of the menu and the companion articles for a discussion of the extent of the falling away. So important, folks, to hear what I have to say about the Bible. So many people have great admiration for the Bible, great esteem for the Bible, and that's fine. It is an important book, but it is not the book that people claim it to be. To start with, the Bible hardly addresses any of what I'm talking about on this program. And it's comprised of minuscule fragments of Shemite history, Shemite being the people on earth who descended from Shem, the eldest son of Noah. So that's the people of Europe, people of many of the people of India, people of the Middle East, the Arabs. And as the descent from them, many of the people of European descent. In considering the previous chapters, it is apparent that the Bible hardly addresses any of the most important elements of human history. The Bible records minuscule fragments of human history assembled by people from the Shemite dispensation under extreme duress. As such, it is a useful but restricted resource. And it was preserved with some level of supernatural intervention when Satan tried to destroy it as a limited remaining source of knowledge. That does not mean that it replaces the huge volume of direct revelation and teaching about the matters of the Almighty that Father Yah has given in recent centuries. Folks, it's so important to understand that the body of knowledge regarding the Almighty is made up of every anointed believer who has recorded any knowledge of the Almighty who's recorded anything. There are lots and lots of books available in all the major dispensations and in others that contain relevant information. Please do not limit yourself to the Bible. Point number two, the Bible is a useful history book, period. That's it. That's the end of it. It should be used as part of a broad prayer-led study protocol. The Bible should be read as a useful history book in conjunction with other historical accounts, no more. And there are innumerable English translations and many other translations, and many of them contain serious error. You've got to be very selective as to what Bible you read. And even the ones that have got quite a lot of accuracy have got significant error. There's been a lot of translation around wrong thinking and wrong doctrine. The Bible is of greatest value when read together with deep fasting, prayer, and questioning to understand why things happened, and together with much wider reading. If you read the Bible and you read about anointed ones, and you think, and you say to Father, what would it be like if I was, or why did this happen? So one of the things Father said to me very early on in my Bible reading was read the Gospels, the reports of the life of Yeshua, Jesus, as though you were Yahushua, as though you were Jesus. And so I read those stories, visualizing what it would be to have the Almighty speak through me, what it would be to walk on water and so forth. If you read the Bible that way, you'll get a lot more out of it. Father wants you to aspire to do greater things than what you read of in the Bible. Prayer is needed regarding what is not discussed in the Bible and to seek all truth. Prayers like show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it, and other prayers in the article Seeking Truth on the website and elsewhere in my writings. See also the articles on prayer in the website. Point three, the Bible is not the Word of God. It has no spiritual attribute, supernatural attributes. Any belief that ascribes special significance to the Bible, such as the living Word of God and without error, is gross error. It's idolatry. It breaks the second commandment to have no idols. Ascribing special magical or supernatural status to the Bible, like standing on it or placing it on one's head, is irrational, foolish, and results in any number of wrong beliefs, not to mention witchcraft practices. The fact is that the modern English or other language Bible is comprised of human translations of a book compiled by other humans from fragments of material recorded and in many cases repeatedly copied by humans. Folks, this is so important. The Bible was assembled from fragments of parchment. It was not given in the nice, neat, bound form that you're accustomed to seeing the Bible. It was a scrappy collection of bits of paper. That's why you get all these incomplete fragments of text. The Bible was preserved because a number of believers thought it was necessary to keep a record, and Father supported them in that, and Satan went all out to prevent it. So the Bible was preserved with some level of supernatural intervention. But that does not mean that the Bible is supernatural. It means that the Father is supernatural. Point four, Yah, the Almighty Creator, is forced to show up when we exercise faith or emunah for Him to be there. It is important to recognize with regard to supposed supernatural experiences with the Bible, well, not even supposed, real experiences, that there is a thing that Father refers to as force of faith, whereby if one goes to the Bible with strong faith that one will find the Almighty there, he is forced to show up. He said that to me. See the article, Do You Treat Father Like a Performing Seal? So if you read the Bible and say, as somebody said to me some years ago, I love my Bible, I always meet the Father there. Well, if you go to the Bible believing you're going to meet Father there, he's forced to show up. You could read any book and believe that Father was there and he'd be forced to show up. It's a contractual thing. This phenomenon results in greatly mistaken beliefs about the nature of the Bible. Note also that our brains filter the spiritual impulses we receive from Father when he speaks to us. So if we believe the Bible is the Word of God, we will hear my word when actually Father is trying to communicate to us about the Bible or the book. This is so important in so many ways. We have all sorts of spirit-led people who are in serious error who basically force Father to do things. So if you go to the middle of some country where there's all sorts of sin and error, and by faith you claim that the Almighty is going to show up at a meeting there, well, he's obliged to accommodate you. He's obliged to do what you ask him to do. Point number five, wrong beliefs have turned many from faith in Yah and relationship with him. These wrong beliefs about the Bible have turned many people in this generation against Yah because of the foolish and absurd claims made about the book. These wrong beliefs have also led to a culture of Bible worship, which has prevented huge numbers of people developing close relationships with Father as they have pursued Bible school, Bible study, and other Bible-based activities while ignoring the most important element, which is relationship with Father. Folks, I believed for about 8 years that the Bible was the living word of Yah and without error, and because I believed that, I was unable to hear him tell me otherwise. And then one day, through reading a book, he told me to read another book, in fact, the Quran. He said, read the Quran as quickly as you can, from cover to cover, and don't ask any questions until you've finished. So I read the Quran, saw that it was actually fairly closely in line with the Bible. Barring a few key things, it said that Yeshua, Jesus, was not Yah. It said the Bible was not supernatural and was not the word of God, the word of Yah. So I finished reading it and I said to Father, is that true? He said, it is true. Yeshua is not me and the Bible is not my word. It took me about another 10 years to internalize that and adjust to that. And it's taken me another, whatever, 5 or 8 years to really begin to really understand the full magnitude of how belief in the Bible as the word of God has totally corrupted this generation. Point number six, there's much on the End Time Issue Ministries website. There's much on the website, much of it written at times of intense separation and much fasting. So I testify with some confidence that it is a valuable and useful resource, recognizing that I'm human and do make mistakes. Also that my understanding of these matters is constantly evolving and being refined. Yah says that you should read the contents of this website rather than repeatedly reading the Bible. Visit the website, as I said, www.endtimeissueministries.org. It has a comprehensive search functionality, and there's indexing in the tag cloud and the table of contents. There's about 1,000 web pages there. In total, when it's printed in the books, about 9,000 pages of text. So there's a lot of information there. Everything that I'm saying on these programs is expounded in a lot more detail. If you've got questions, that's a good place to go. And if you look at this program and the broadcast over the last year or so since I started, there's a lot of information on drawing close to Father. The books are available for download on the website, one of the menu items towards the bottom of the website. It's difficult for me to say what I've just said to you because it really sounds like I'm blowing my own trumpet, but the fact is, Father has said to me that this is an extremely important body of knowledge and that he would have me have people share it. And most of it is written under a fair level of anointing and a fair level of inspiration. So I testify that it is a useful and a valuable resource. Point number seven, fundamentally the issue is relationship with Yah, and you should be seeking a deep personal relationship with Father before you spend all your time reading and gaining head knowledge. The ETI website is geared to helping you draw close to Father quickly and to answering many questions you may have along the way, but it cannot be comprehensive. Father wants you to draw close to him and seek answers from him. Anything or anyone who gets in the way of you developing the closest possible relationship with your loving Father in heaven should be let go. That includes association with any religious grouping, religious label, or whatever. You should first and foremost be a believer in the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Everything else is fluff and stuff by comparison. Folks, I can't stress this enough. Father went to a huge amount of trouble to create the universe, to create this solar system, to create planet Earth, to create everything on planet Earth, so that he could have friends. The only reason you are here is because Father was lonely and he wanted to have friends. He created us, mankind, to be his friends. And today virtually nobody knows that. Virtually nobody is that, and it's open to you right now. You can decide you want to become his friend and start doing what it takes to get there, and you'll find in this back issues of this program on the website a huge body of information as to how exactly you do that. So challenge. I challenge you today to choose who you will serve and then go all out to get as close to Father Yah as any person on earth ever has. The first question this evening was, how close am I to Father Yah? I claim that he has said to me that I'm closer to him than anybody else on earth. And I'm sorry if that upsets you, but that's the truth. That's what I've been told. And frankly, if you get to know me and if you have a look at me, I'm not a particularly impressive specimen. If you look at some of the characters in the Bible, if you look at some of the powerful anointed ministers that there were in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, I'm not a particularly fantastic specimen. So it's actually pretty tragic when I tell you that I believe that I'm closer to him than anyone else. It's entirely possible for you to get closer to him than I am. It's entirely possible for you to be the closest to him of anyone who has ever lived on earth for all of the 6,000 years since creation. And it's possible for you just to keep on muddling on, ignoring Father, living your, frankly, with respect, mediocre, meaningless life. Or you can choose to become his friend, in which case he will be overjoyed, in which case you will come to heaven if you succeed with great esteem, great authority, great power, great glory. It's up to you. The rewards for serving Father faithfully in this life are huge, but there is a price. It's up to you. I encourage you to go for it. Moving on, chapter 8, where we are today, the choices we each face. Consideration of the preceding chapters brings us to consideration of where we are today and the choices we each face with regard to the rest of our lives. We're at a watershed. We're at a watershed as extreme as that of Noah, Abram, Moses, Yeshua, Muhammad, Martin Luther. Perhaps more extreme. The number of believers is small and most of them are in gross error and deception. Refer to the article on the demographics of the Kingdom of Yah on Earth today on the website. What do I mean by watershed? Well, a watershed is a ridge in a mountain range, and a drop of water that falls to the left of that line will go down into one river system, and a drop of water that falls to the right of that line will go into another river system. We're at a point now where either the turning around that has started in 2003 can be facilitated, strengthened, and made enduring so that it lasts for the rest of the millennium, so that Yeshua can return in victory with his enemies made his footstool. Or this can peter out, die out, run out of steam, and the few real believers that there are on earth today can be exterminated, and Satan will then rule on earth for eternity. If you're a believer who has some modicum of interest in the matters of the Almighty, that latter option should fill you with horror. And I challenge you to really go for it and serve Yah wholeheartedly for the rest of your life. Just to recap the demographics, it's on the website, it's on the cover of the books. This is given to me on the 25th of December 2015. The statistics have deteriorated since then. In total, the believers at some level is about 22.7 million, made up of one friend who will qualify for a high throne, 20 overcomers who will qualify for thrones, around about 5,000 good and faithful servants who will get to stand in the front of the throne room, about 200,000 wise stewards who will be seated a little further back, about 500,000 adulterous wives, people filled with the Spirit of the Almighty, but worshipping the Bible, worshipping Yeshua, and so forth. About 2 million foolish virgins, believers who were never filled with the Spirit of the Almighty, and then about 20 million in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven, for people who once believed and then did nothing about it. In addition to that, we find the believing unbelievers running to about 100 million. Those are people who think they're believers, but they're unbelievers. So people who base their belief on the Bible, etc., without a relationship with Father. Then the outright unbelievers, about 6.8 billion plus and growing day by day. And then outright servants of Satan, also about 22.7 million. Folks, these are alarming statistics. It doesn't really matter what you have believed up till now. There is huge deception. The majority of the church, the majority of the mosques, the majority of the synagogues are in extreme error. There are just small numbers of real believers scattered around the earth in all three of those religions and also in others. There are peoples in yoga and other religions who also, some of them, have relationships with Father. Second point, there is almost no record of the core facts and almost no person listening. There is very, very little understanding of what I'm sharing on these radio broadcasts. Father has said that the collection of books that I've put together that's available on the website, there are 15 books and 3 flyers, is the most complete and most accurate record of him and his matters and his affairs that has ever existed. If you've not already got a copy of those books, I would urge you to go to the website, download them and have them printed or read them on your tablet or whatever the case may be. They're there in various formats, formatted for printing, formatted for an ebook format for reading online. They're free to download and they're all there. Collection of my writings since 1998. So I would encourage you to read that. There's a huge body of further writings, and those should not be discounted. There are many books that are inspired, many books that are written under a significant level of anointing, and you should go looking for those. There are some recommendations on the website. Look far and wide. You will find all over the place fragments of truth preserved in all sorts of places. Point number three. There's almost no person who realizes the extent of the problem and the need for change. Very, very few people realize the severity of the situation, let alone realize the need for change. It was many years in my walk with Father before I realized just how bad the situation was. I went through a period where I was getting revelation, going to churches with my revelation, being rejected, being kicked out, going to other churches, believing that somewhere, somehow, I would find people who were hearing Father say what I was hearing him say. And I would go and get kicked out and come back bruised, and go before him and doubt whether I was hearing him and question and say, Father, is this really you? Did you really say that? Is that what the Bible really says? And so on and so forth. And I would eventually clearly hear him say, you are correct. One anointed pastor said to me, James, I will find 15,000 Bible school graduates who will agree with me, and you will not find one who agrees with you. And when I went to Father, Father said, he's absolutely right. You will find 15,000 Bible school graduates. In fact, you'll find a lot more than 15,000 Bible school graduates who don't agree with you, and they're all wrong. Now, that might sound extremely, if you like, arrogant. I assure you it's not. I went through a hang of a lot of torment and turmoil in coming to a point where I could hear Father say that, and coming to the point where I am now, where I know with a very high level of certainty that that really is the situation. point number four, there's almost no person willing to make the sacrifices and do the hard work. There's almost no person willing to make the sacrifices and do the hard work to bring about the magnitude of change that is required to prepare the way for Yeshua to return in victory. If you've been listening to these programs over the last year, and you listen to the series on seven components of drawing close to the Almighty, you will have noticed there's pretty serious, pretty heavyweight stuff involved in getting clean. I spoke about shaving your entire body except your eyebrows if you're a man, and except your eyebrows and your head if you're a woman. I spoke of anointing yourself, your entire body, with grape juice or red wine as the blood of the covenant, with specific prayers to pray. I spoke of anointing your whole body with oil. I spoke of triple immersion in a body of clean water. I spoke of days of examining your life and doing an inventory of all the sin in your life and repenting of all the wounds, all the hurts, all the people you needed to forgive, all the people you needed to go to and forgive. The things that you'd stolen that you needed to restore. I'm talking about hard work, folks. If you want to really get clean and get clear and get on top of things and get close to Father, it's hard work. Think about it. Try shaving your entire body, except your eyebrows, and then going to work. What do you think people are going to say? You might just get mocked. You might even get fired. Virtually nobody is willing to make that sacrifice. Even some of the things I've talked about, let alone all of them on a concerted day in, day out basis. Are you prepared to get on your knees for an hour at a time, twice a day, every day, and pray and talk to Father? Are you prepared to spend an hour or 2 hours a day reading whatever it is, the Bible, my writings, whatever? Are you prepared to change your life so that when you're in your car, all you listen to are worship songs? Are you prepared to walk around with earphones on your mobile phone, listening to worship songs at every possible opportunity? Are you prepared to pretty much cease going to the movies, cease going to the theater, cease watching sport, separating yourself from the world? Have you ever prayed, Father, I want to be holy as you are holy? Well, the word holy is derived inaccurately from the Hebrew word kodesh, meaning set apart, separated. If you really want to get close to Father, you need to separate yourself from the world. The world is full of demons and the satanic and the demonic. If you want to get close to Father, you're going to have to step away from those things. It's not easy. People don't understand. It alienates people. Think about it. Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to come alongside me and help to bring about this turning around? In whatever way you can manage, be that a financial contribution, tithes or offerings, be it translating my documents to other languages, be it broadcasting the message, publishing the message, distributing the books, or anything else that you can think of that you can do to help me with this. Are you prepared to take the baton and run further? Are you prepared to go further than me? I've said that I'm not a particularly good example. It's totally within your power to get closer to Father than I am, to run further than I have. I'm tired. It's been a slog. I've been at this for 26 and a half years. I've been spiritually beaten up more times than I care to remember. I've been betrayed by women I loved more times than I care to remember. I'm looking for people who will come to me and say, James, you know what? I will take the baton. I will prepare to take the baton, and I will seek to go further than you have. I will seek to get closer to Father than you have. Yah's will for you today? I tell you today without fear of contradiction that it is Yah's will for you to have come alongside me with a view to taking over and running further in the years ahead. There is a great work to be done and a great reward for any person who will take up this challenge and successfully drive it through the next level. I challenge you to do this today. That is Yah's call for you today. In closing, there are five main documents that I would refer you to, which are main web pages on the main menu of the website. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you near the bottom of the menu. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator near the bottom of the menu. Recommended worship near the bottom of the menu, the songs that are strongly recommended. The Creator's name is Yah, the Eternal Self-Existing, at the top of the menu. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on the high throne for eternity? Also near the bottom of the menu. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org, one word. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcast. That's http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's a huge body of information there. When I started this journey, I had very little. It's all there for you. You can go further with what I've created. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Please take this seriously. Please step out, make yourself available, and go for it with all your might. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or yellow or whatever. It doesn't matter if you've got black hair or blonde hair or anything in between. It doesn't matter if you've got blue eyes or brown eyes or anything else. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter what nation you come from. It doesn't matter what race you are. Father wants you to become his friend. Don't look to the left or the right or in behind you. Look in the mirror. You, the one in the mirror, he wants you to become his friend. I can't stress this enough, folks. All this stuff about the chosen ones and all the rest of it might have had a place at some point in time, but that was because that's what human beings demanded. Right now, Father is saying, I've done what the human beings asked me to do, and it's a great big mess. I'm asking you now, step out and seek to become his friend. It'll take some time, but it's doable. Thank you so much. Good night. Father.